اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 82 of Surah An-Nisa on page 91. This ayah is also, like every ayah in the Quran is important. So this has a beautiful message that I will tell you, inshallah, okay? So first, let's listen to the recitation of Ayah 82 on Surah An-Nisa. An-Nisa on page 91.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
ما شاء الله. Brothers and sisters, stay with us till the end. We'll have a short explanation. We'll have a practical session on Tajweed, then the recitation, inshallah. So let me tell you from the Tafasir books what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. This is a nice point here that I have to say. Let me first read the translation. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Do they not contemplate the Qur'an? Think, or like we call it like deeply think into the words of the Qur'an, okay? Think about it, understand it. Do they not contemplate the Qur'an? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Had it been from someone other than Allah, it means if the Quran was sent, or if the Quran was from somebody else, it was not sent by Allah Almighty, it was anyone. لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ. They would have surely found اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. What? Much. اِخْتِلَاف. What do you call it?
Disagreement,
yeah.
Controversy,
a lot of controversy in it, all right?
Yes.
Or discrepancy, okay, in it. So you would find a lot of controversy in it. A lot of mistakes, a lot of doubts, a lot of errors. A lot of errors you would find in it. There's one point. Usually, if you read any book, okay? If you want to read any book, you have a book. Look at the very first page, the message of the author. What does he say in it? Usually, okay? They write what? They write that this book is written for this purpose, okay? And they, for example, the ideas or the opinions, different opinions are mentioned here. These things are discussed here, okay? Then they would say that, usually they write that, in case you find any errors, let us know for the next time, for the next, for example, volume, or for the next, we call it scripture, okay? We will fix these errors. And they would say that we really apologize, okay, if there is any mistake or error. They usually say, if he is a writer, if he is a true writer, he would say that in case the reader finds any error, any typo, or any like opinions, okay? We call it scholarly mistakes, okay? If you find, so please let us know, okay? Call this number or message, or send us an email, okay? Tell us that for the next time, inshallah, we want to copy them or print them, okay? Publish them, we should fix them. Yes? They usually write this. But what does the Quran say? You open the very first page after Surah Al-Fatiha. Alif Lam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim, Thalika Al-Kitab. Huh? Tell me. La Raiba. There is no doubt, no error in this book. It confesses, it says, okay? So now, go search from the first till the end if you found any error. Alright? You can't. You can't. 14 centuries, the enemies of Islam have tried to find a single error, they have not found. Okay? They have not found. So this is the Quran that we have from 14 centuries. It is the same Quran. It has not been changed. But if you look at the Christians, okay, their books, they have changed a lot. Okay? The Judaism, okay? They have changed their book. The messages, the contents, okay, are changed mostly. But for the Quran, it has been the same. They were also the books of Allah, but unfortunately, they changed, the people changed, okay?
They added some opinions.
Yeah, opinions, or maybe some of the truths are not written in it, okay? Or they're differently written. So Allah Almighty says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't you look at the Quran, how miraculous it is? That's it, okay? You can't find any mistakes or errors in this book. And even look, even Allah Almighty asks you, okay, calls upon anybody who says there is an error in the book. Allah Almighty says, go, find any mistake, or bring a surah like this. Bring a surah. If you say that this Quran is not a miracle, it's not from Allah Almighty, it's like for the Prophet himself, he did this, he wrote this, okay? If it's so, okay, you have this, you have wisdom also. Prophet has had wisdom. Aql, okay, you have also. He has understanding, you have understanding. So make something like this. So there are a lot of things to say, but we don't have time. We ask you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. Learn more about the explanation, about the details in the Tafasir books.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Ready to mention some important tajweed rules?
Yes.
All right. So it's time, brothers and sisters, for the tajweed section. Then after we finish the tajweed rules, we'll have a recitation all together. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. Ready?
Yes.
So the very first one. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. A letter Jim on the top, if you see, tells you,
It's jais.
Jais, to stop or
continue.
So I stopped here because I was jais. But now I can continue. Yes?
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
I can stop here at the end of the ayah.
Yes.
So that's the first point about stopping rules. Next. A fa la ya ta dabbaruna al-Qur'ana ولو كان ولو the أو sound.
مدلين.
Don't think this is ولو because sometimes we might fall into mistake. Okay, that oh there's a واو after لام. Okay, واو makes an أو sound. So I should read ولو كان. No, ولو أو sound. It's very important. ولو I've seen students because of that واو they make this mistake. Or sometimes there is a after a instead of, for example, لو there is لي. Okay, لي. They read it لي. Why? Because they think like, oh, ya makes an E sound. So I should read it لي. They don't look at the haraka. So you should look at the haraka, okay? Not the letter. Look, أو, لو, لي, no, لي. If it is لي, that's ya, man, but it's different, okay? There should be a kasra, but here we have a fatha. So it's not ولو, ولو. ولو كان من عند الله. There is an important rule. من نون ساكن plus عين. No changes.
إظهار,
mashallah. No changes. But on the word عند الله, again we have a نون ساكن plus دال.
إخفاء.
دال is from rest of the letter.
You gotta hide the sound.
Yes.
عند الله. Hiding means you do not pronounce the نون fully, okay? Completely. Let it, don't let your tongue touch the articulation point of noon, which is the gum area at the back of your front teeth. Here. Hide it. Sorry. عندي غير الله. Right. عندي غير الله. من عندي غير الله. غَ is a heavy letter. غير الله. And the word Allah is pronounced with an A sound, lightly.
Yes.
غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Since there is a
kasra sound before it.
So Ali Nasir, if there is a kasra sound, pronounce the word Allah with an A sound. If there is a dhamma or a fatha, pronounce it with a
heavy
sound. Allah, Allah, this way.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this way. Look, we pronounce Allah heavily because Hamzatul Wasl has a fatha.
Exactly.
ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه فيه then here you have اختلافا so حمزة الوصل skip حمزة الوصل ما شاء الله when you join فيه with اختلافا skip حمزة الوصل في اختلافا كثيرا اختلافا تنوين plus with the letter ف plus كاف اختلافا كثيرا. So, ready to read after me?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن؟
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن
ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا
ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
Alright, now Jim tells us it's jayz to stop or continue. So we stopped there once. Now we'll read the whole ayah together because we can do this. It's jayz.
Yes.
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope, inshallah, this session was useful for you. Ali Nasir, Fawad Hassan and Hussein, Thank you so much. Thanks a bundle, inshallah. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان